Welcome to the manager's desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Quiet, please. We're on the air. We're on the air in Duluth Superior, kind of. Joining me from Duluth, from our new tower site, is Chief Engineer Brett Gibson. Brett, it's exciting to hear from you yesterday that we were on the air in Duluth.
Yes, and we've been doing on and off testing. Of course, now today we've got our little promotional audio playing on the station that is running about 6 minutes each time, kind of letting listeners know about it. And everyone that I've talked to so far is very excited.
That's good to hear. Now, I know the biggest question mark you had as you went up there on Thursday was concerning the new EAS receiver. That's a very vital thing. Are you solving that, or is it cooperating?
It is cooperating, and I'm satisfied with it. May not be the way that I originally had planned it, but that's okay. Things change, and the Lord moves in great ways, and he's been a real blessing in helping us get things that we need done the way they need to be done.
All right. Now, I was going to ask you if it was snowing up there yet, but you said it was raining.
It's raining, yes. They don't have snow usually here in July, but that's the only month.
Well, Brett, you'll be pleased to know that the Duluth Radio Fund is continuing to grow. As of yesterday, it now stands at $123,622.
Thank you, friends. We really so much appreciate your support.
And keep Brett in your prayers as he continues to work toward our first live broadcast Monday morning at 6 a.m. For the manager's desk, I'm Mike Cornell.